Welcome to a Whiskey Congress bonus episode. In this episode, Steve and I talked sports mostly. We talked about the Colin Kaepernick tryout and the Myles Garrett allegation of Mason Rudolph using a racial slur. It was a good conversation. Let's just jump into it. Enjoy. I have thoughts on the Kaepernick workout situation. I'm really curious to hear yours. I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, painting the picture, he was supposed to have a scheduled workout in Atlanta in front of, I believe, around 20 teams from the NFL. 25.
Whatever.
Okay. And as far as I can tell, the last minute, he said, I don't think this is getting covered right. I'm moving my workout to this place. And I think 8 teams followed him to that place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really bad move on his part because you're trying to show that your passion is, I want to play football again. And right at the last minute, I mean, let me be fair. So it went from an NFL-controlled venue to a high school, but it was still in Atlanta. So it's not like people had to jump on a new plane. They had to drive across town, which in Atlanta is no joke sometimes.
Right.
But I just think it was a bad move because you're trying to show, I'm not going to be a distraction. I'm not going to be a spectacle. And
yeah, that's so what came out. All that shit's out the window. Like, the whole, like, I'm going to be a good soldier and I'm going to kneel and kiss the ring, all that shit is out the window. There's no trust between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. The idea that they're going to be able to work together again is tough to swallow, but I think that there is a path. But this wasn't it. The NFL did this strictly to cover their own ass from another lawsuit because they settled a lawsuit with Kaepernick about collusion, close to a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, mind you, Eric Reid is back in the league, but Kaepernick is not. Now, the reason why I say that there's an issue, listen, teams were calling the NFL to figure out if they could work him out or not, right? So that is a huge indicator that you have a problem in terms of this whole issue of collusion and it being resolved. Why the fuck would any team call the league to work a player out? You can work out whoever.
Yeah.
The Browns could call me right now and say, hey, we want to work you out. Right, I mean, like they're not, but they could if they wanted to. They don't have to fucking call the league.
You're a free agent. You're
right. Like, so, I mean, the idea that teams are calling the league, can we work out Colin Kaepernick? So now you've got issues, and the league knows that they have issues with this. So they put this workout together, and some say, "Oh, it was at the behest of Jay-Z," and you know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But they put this workout together. They say they call him on a Tuesday, all right, and say, we're going to put a workout together for you. It's in Atlanta. Take it or leave it. You've got 2 hours to accept it. Right? Not 48 hours. You have 2 hours to accept. Right? And
okay.
So his lawyers say, that's kind of like, well, it's Saturday and teams are playing the next day. So there's not going to be any coaches. There's not going to be any GMs. There's not going to be any decision makers. Can we move it to a Tuesday, which is typically when workouts are? NFL says no. They said, okay, well, since it's only, you know, 4 days away, can we have it on, you know, the following Saturday? Nope, it's got to be this Saturday and this Saturday only. Take it or leave it. Again, now you've got, you know, 1 hour and 55 minutes. So Kaepernick's team, they take it, and then the NFL sends over this 7-page waiver for him to sign in terms of, like, injury, liability, all that other stuff. And everyone's just like, why wouldn't he sign it? Because the typical workout waiver, whether it's you have your combine waiver, which is probably about a 3-pager, and then for any other type of workout like this, it's a 1-page document. The document that they gave to Colin Kaepernick was 7 pages long.
Do we know what it contained?
Yes, one of the biggest things that it contained was, you know, relieving the NFL of any liability in terms of damages that may or may not be at the fault of the NFL for employment now or future employment. Right? Like, so what it was doing was basically what the NFL was trying to do, what they tried to do is slide in a waiver that says, oh, by the way, you can't sue us if no team wants to engage with you, whether it's because of us telling them not to or any form of collusion or whatever. So you can't sue us for collusion even if we're colluding against you. We just need you to sign this waiver. And by the way, if you get hurt, like, we're not liable, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And, you know, that's a quick, very paraphrase. I mean,
sure.
I'm not reading every paragraph from this thing. But there's no, like, listen, when you read it, and I was able to obtain a copy, or not a copy, but
right.
But
get access to it.
So there's no agent that would let his client sign. There's no agent. Even if you were a free agent on your last leg, you would not sign this thing. No agent, no attorney would let their client sign it. And the idea that he was in the wrong for it is not right. Okay. Right? This whole idea that, well, he just needs to show blah blah blah. Listen, the guy's getting up every, like, listen, he puts workouts every day. He's at, like, he's on the field, he's working out, he gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, he's in the gym, he's throwing, he's getting receivers from high school, college, Odell Beckham Jr., whoever his old receivers were, comes out, constantly works out. The guy wants to play. He said he wants to play. His attorneys have put it out there that he wants to play. So you mean to tell me that now he needs to say magical words to make teams know that he wants to play? Listen, the guy wants to play. So if this is about football and his ability to play, which that's what the NFL says, right? It's a merit-based league, right? Like, it, you know, the rest of the shit doesn't matter, right? Like, now mind you, Colin Kaepernick has not committed a single crime, right?
Agreed.
He has not actually violated a single rule in the NFL.
Correct.
So what exactly does he need to... And he said he has come out via himself and his agent and his loudmouth girlfriend, and they've all said that he wants to play.
So you revealed a lot of stuff that I didn't know, and I didn't know it because all of my information came from Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman and you know, ESPN tickers. I didn't dig in. And so, thank you. Good point.
So he moved it because, one, he's not going to sign that waiver. The other thing, too, was the NFL was saying, no film, right? No film crew, like, you know, like, there's going to be, like, you can't bring your film crew in. Like, there's no media and no film, right? You can't have your film crew. What type of sense does that make?
None.
Right? What, like, that makes no sense at all. Why would the NFL care? Why would the NFL care if his film crew is there? Why would you not let media in?
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay, I mean, like, so, no, like, so you're the right. idea no, that,
you,
that, that
you've changed my mind.
Right, the idea that he needs to bend the knee and kowtow to the NFL, that's fucking crazy. Like, yeah, like, so at some point in time, if the NFL can come, like, listen, if the NFL, if they gave him the standard waiver, right, and then I'm sure they could have negotiated something about getting video of the workout out, right? But, like, just come to him with the standard waiver. And all right, instead of trying to cover your ass about being sued, right? Because if you just come to him with a standard waiver, you let him do what he's going to do, then you probably solve the problem, right? And I've said it a long time ago how I would have solved this. Like, if it's me, if I'm Roger Goodell, I call up a team with a really shitty quarterback situation. It's like, you're signing Kaepernick. I don't care. Shut up. You're signing him. Done. Right? I mean, because and then you sign, and then, like, once you sign him, I don't give a fuck what you do with him. Right, like, just sign him and let's get this over with. But, okay, fine. Roger Goodell, the one time that Roger Goodell isn't going to wield the fucking sword of power, right, he's just going to try to, we'll just sit back and do nothing. Okay, fine. But now you have this situation, like, you took a situation that was bad, but was kind of starting to fade, and then you brought it back and made it worse.
That's for damn sure. Because, frankly, I mean, if you ask me the question, is Colin Kaepernick better than half
Jeff
of the starting...
Driscoll?
he's certainly better than a lot of quarterbacks who are currently starting in the league.
Right. And
better than most backups.
Right.
Now, again, the NFL hates controversy. They hate a circus. And that's what it became. I actually, you know, again, thanks. You told me stuff I didn't know and I didn't understand. And that
changes my perspective. But that's... part of the NFL's thing too. Yeah, like they're relying on people not digging in. They're relying on people taking Stephen A. Smith's word for it. Which, right. I mean, he kind of loses a lot of. I'm not a big fan of his, but he loses a ton of credibility with me on this because you literally said what he said. Colin Kaepernick didn't show that he wants to be in the league, yeah. And Colin Kaepernick owes the league all the respect. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I mean, the league. Like, listen, the league settled with him on collusion, right? The league. Listen, the NFL has plenty of money, and they got the best lawyers. They could fight anything that they want to fight. There is a reason that shit got settled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, that, I mean, the league doesn't, they don't fold just because it's, you know, because they wanted to hand Colin Kaepernick a check.
I mean, they had guys, you know, dying from brain injuries, and they fought them.
Right. I mean, seriously. I mean, like, I mean, they literally fought their own players on giving them health coverage, right? Which is why the whole concussion thing came about. So the idea that this league is just going to settle for Colin Kaepernick just because is fucking crazy, right? I mean, and Jerry Jones even came out and said, listen, that whole, like, we didn't send anybody because we're happy with our quarterback situation. But an exact quote from Jerry Jones was, that workout wasn't about football.
Oh.
That's a quote from Jerry Jones. the Jerry Jones down in Dallas. Yeah. You know, I mean, down, you know, I mean, like, so
on his $250 million yacht. All I have to do is bring that up, and Steve goes,
I don't even know what to say. It's just like, it makes me blush. but I mean, so, I'm not even a huge Kaepernick fan, right? I wasn't a huge fan of his when he was a player. I thought he had a weird, funky throwing motion. He was a good, effective player. He got really beat up, and, you know, that season that he got replaced by Blaine Gabbert, like, remember, he had to have three surgeries going into that season. So he needed time to recover. He came back. He was relatively effective. The team stunk. And he played okay. Yeah. Right? And then everyone's like, oh, well, why did he opt out? Because San Francisco publicly said, if he doesn't opt out, we're going to release him. Period. Right? I mean, so, you know, like, the dude was put into the situation, and the only thing he did wrong was have a political stance that people don't agree with.
Right.
Right? And we've seen guys, like, we've literally seen guys commit crimes, terrible crimes, playing the league, right? Ray sure. Lewis was accused of murder. Michael Vick, literally murdered dogs. We've had people, like, I mean...
And did his time.
He did his time. Like, yes, he did his time, but, like, so, I mean, but he got back in the league. Listen, I'm a Michael Vick came back and after the fact ended up playing for the Steelers, right? Like, I mean, okay, but I'm just saying, like, that is worse than, you know, this guy wearing some socks and a t-shirt and kneeling and pissing off fans, right? And people are just like, oh, well, you know, no one wants the thing because, you know, like, the people who support the veterans, like, disrespect the flag, they're not going to pay and the teams are going to lose money. Well, the whole idea that they're holding this guy back and they're preventing him from coming into the league, I mean, it's pissing off your black fans. So what you're saying is that your white pro-America fans are more important than your American black fans who think that this guy is being blackballed because of his race and his political leanings that lean towards black people.
Right, but to be fair, you're a passionate black NFL fan. You're still watching the games.
Yeah, I didn't say me. I know, said, okay. people...
How many fans do you think he's lost because of keeping Kaepernick out?
Oh,
put a number up. I just...
Probably as many as you... I mean, I would say less than 1%.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, it's like less than 1%. I mean, the numbers for the league are booming, right?
Yeah.
Ratings are up. You know, fans are buying tickets. Like, I mean, if your team stinks, then there's nobody in the seats, right? I mean, like, the Dolphins aren't selling a ton of tickets. The Chargers aren't selling tickets. That's because the team stink, and
they're not in great
football cities. But I mean, the places like Pittsburgh's having a so-so season, sold out, right? And they'll be sold out next year, no matter what.
Yep.
Philly sold out. You know, the Redskins stink. They stunk for a while, so they're not doing great.
But they're sold out for historical reasons.
Like, right, exactly.
You can't give up your season ticket.
Right, the Bears are sold out. Like, I mean, and they're not even good. Like, I mean, like, so the idea that, you know, these pissed off factions are going to actually impact the league at all is insane, right? I mean, the popularity of football is just sky high. It's through the roof. It's the most popular sport in the country, and that's not going to change because of Kaepernick. I mean, like, so somebody needs to just rip the Band-Aid off. I mean, like, literally just fall on the sword for the fucking league, right? Keeping him out is hurting, like, it's hurting the image, right? And the optics. Just someone, put him on your team, stash him away as your backup quarterback, hope that your main guy doesn't get hurt. And, like, San Diego, fucking Tyrod Taylor stinks. Get rid of Tyrod Taylor, bring in Kaepernick.
Los Angeles, by the way.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
They play in a soccer stadium. I'll call them whatever fucking city I want.
Fair. So would you rather have Colin Kaepernick or Mason Rudolph quarterbacking your team right now?
Oh, God. I mean, the way he played this last game, I would take Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he was fucking terrible against the Browns. You know, Mason Rudolph, the young guy, he's got a lot of development to do. I don't know if he can beat his maneuverability in the pocket is god-awful, and his decision-making is so-so. He's got the arm, but, you know, he played like shit against the Browns. You know, he gets tackled by Myles Garrett. He's salty because he's played crappy. He's on the ground again. And then these two, Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, get into a tussle. Garrett pulls him up by his face mask prior, which before that, you know, Rudolph had, you know, tried to pull his helmet off and was, like, kneed him in the balls and all this other stuff. You know, Garrett pulls him up by his helmet, which, okay, that's a big no-no. You could fucking break a guy's neck. rips the helmet off. David DeCastro gets between Rudolph and Garrett, and then Rudolph just or Garrett just or bam slaps Rudolph in the head with his own helmet. Right,
right.
It's crazy. Melee ensues. People get pushed, suspended, fined,
right.
ejected, the whole thing. Garrett ends up being suspended for the rest of this season and indefinitely. Will have to ask to get reinstated in the league at some point. Rudolph will get fined. A couple of the people were suspended. Now, today, it came out that Myles Garrett's suspension will be upheld.
Right.
He will be suspended indefinitely. Will have to ask for reinstated.
Next year.
Yeah, which is the right call. Like, you just can't hit someone over the head with a fucking helmet. It's a weapon. You could have killed him. The idea, like, oh, there's precedent. No, there's not.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
People go to like, oh, well, Lyle Alzado never hit someone over the fucking head with a helmet. He may have thrown a helmet at somebody or swung a helmet at somebody, but he never hit someone like over their bare head with a fucking helmet. Like, you hit someone with a helmet on, but like, no, that's not what happened. So, I'm fine with Myles Garrett being suspended indefinitely. I'm sure they'll let him back. They'll probably suspend him through preseason and maybe a game or two in the next, and then they'll let him back.
So today it came out that Myles Garrett claimed he was a racial slur was used. I've not heard what slur was claimed. If that's true, that would kind of surprise me. I don't know the character of Mason Rudolph at all. But boy, if you're a quarterback in an NFL team and you're throwing N-bombs at other players on the field, your teammates are going to have some pretty negative shit to say to you. And I'm not calling Myles Garrett a liar.
I am.
Okay.
Listen, Mike Tomlin is Mason Rudolph's coach, right? There's a number of black coaches on that staff. James Harrison spends a lot of time around the Steelers. I don't foresee this guy going to the and calling him a nigger or whatever else maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what the slur
I don't know. I mean, okay, fine. I mean,
I don't either. Okay. Well, it matters to me because, you know.
Jim, don't. Okay. There's no reason to nitpick, okay. Like, which slur. We don't, like, he's not, like, if he's not going to come out and say it, right? Like, oh, well, he used a slur. Like, what slur did he use? Right? Like, I mean, like, that's on Myles Garrett. Like, I mean, you're saying that he called you this or whatever, then say what he said. Right, I mean, if it made you so mad, you hit him over the head with a fucking helmet, then you should have the fucking balls to say it. Like, I think it's bullshit. I think he was looking for a way to reduce his sentence. He had to come up with a reason why he would do something so idiotic as to hit someone with their own fucking helmet and not be able to control his emotions like a fucking child. So he comes up with he called me a racial slur. Oh, here's the problem. I've been called racial slurs on the football field. Plenty of guys have, and they don't fucking lose their shit, rip off someone's helmet, and hit them in the head with it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you just don't I played long enough to where I've had all sorts of experience. I've been grabbed in the dick. I've been kicked in the balls. I've had guys season like I mean like all sorts of weird shit in piles. And whatever.
No one knows what happens under the pile.
Right. I mean, like, guys call you a nigger. Guys spit in your face. All sorts of shit. And you know what you don't do? You don't rip their helmet off and hit them over their bare head with their helmet. Right. It just doesn't happen. So you lost your shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, and fine. So here's the consequence. And the idea that he's trying to, like, I don't believe him. And it's not, even if this wasn't my team, I don't buy it.
The thing also is you got a real good way to respond to whatever was said. Scoreboard. Bitch.
Exactly. That may be, but this nigga's laying on top of you right now, and I'm going home with the victory, and you got a 2-hour drive back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, and by the way, we'll see you in 17 days where I will come at you again.
All sorts of responses other than what he did. Now, the only thing I'll give him is that Myles Garrett is, what, 23 years old? 24?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Like, he's young and dumb, so he made a mistake. I don't think the kid should be banned from the league or kicked out of the league. It's not assault. He doesn't need to go to jail. Suspended for the rest of the year, maybe through preseason, maybe a game or two in the next. Learn your lesson and, you know, control yourself.
If the accusation he's making is untrue, I think that's really just shady as fuck.
It's shitty. I mean, but again, he's young.
Yeah.
Kids, like, when you're 24, like, you're looking for it. Like, he's in trouble. I mean, like, think of, he's a little kid in trouble that's trying to say anything to get himself out of trouble.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, that's how I look at it. you know, is it? It's like you got to record, like, and he doesn't. I don't think he's processing the actual socio-political environment that he's in and why that is really dangerous. Like, it's dangerous for even if Mason Rudolph did say it, it's a bad idea to put that out in public, right? Because
also do it right away.
Right. Like, immediately do it. Like, you call, like, you say it so every right. other people on the field know what happened, all that other right. stuff. Like, what you don't do, again, is hit him over the head with his own helmet. And again, even if that gets said, you don't hit him over the head with the helmet. You just say, all right, well, fuck you. And then you bring it up after the game. Like, hey, listen, yep, I take this guy down. He's pissed off because he loses. And then he drops this on me.
Yep.
I agree. You know, I mean, and it's hard. Now, here's the other problem. It's hard to prove, right? Like, unless you're mic'd up, right. which he wasn't, then, I mean, which is a different ball game. If somebody were mic'd up in that particular game, which I think they only do that on Monday night games. But if he were mic'd up and then you can actually hear it, then, okay, that's a whole different thing.
That would change things.
But, like, because you can't prove it, now people will be like, oh, well, he needs to call it. No. It's not how this shit works, right? Like, if you're going to make that accusation, you better be able to fucking prove it and back it up. That is the environment that we live in now, right? The idea that you can just say, oh, well, he called me a nigger, and then everybody, like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are going to come run and do a press conference for you, those days are gone, right? Now, no one's going to fucking believe you. They're all going to jump down your throat. And, you know, except for the hardliners that are, you know, like the old school hardliners may believe you and support you, but their voices are going to be drowned out by the people who don't. I'm not saying don't call out racism, but like in a situation like this, you got to know your audience. You got to know the environment and you settle that shit on the field.
And is it like you just said, it doesn't justify blasting him in the head with his helmet.
Right. It doesn't. I mean, if he did, then fine. You know what? If he did, then you just be like, you know what? You meet me outside. You meet me. We meet outside the locker room. You're big and you're bad. You bring Pouncey, I'll bring Ogunjobi, and we'll handle this like men.
That actually got a player kicked off the Bills years ago. He and Brian Cox, a linebacker from Miami, got into a fight on the field. His name was Carl Gardner, and he literally walked out to the Miami team bus demanding that Brian Cox come off the bus and finish it. And they were like, dude, can't do that. I mean, it didn't cut him right away, but he was gone next year. A lot of people said that management was very unhappy with him doing that. Bills fans loved it.
Was he good?
He was a blocking fullback for Thurman Thomas. I mean, he was good enough.
I mean, that's
he was an expendable player. He was right, not, yeah. But he was good at what he did. All right, man, we got to wrap this up.
Yep.
So we're at Whiskey Congress on social media, Instagram and Twitter. Jim at whiskeycongress.com if you want to email me. Steve at whiskeycongress.com if you want to email him. Thank you for listening. We're out.